Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 FM KFGO. Sitting across from me right now is Lori Koenig, who is the only love scene I've ever had in a play before. In my entire career.
Is that right?
Yes. And it was an act of seduction that went awry in Steve Martin's The Underpants.
Right.
It's been a long time. Yeah, long time, right?
Yes.
That was a fun show to do with you, Lori.
It was fun.
And now you're working on another fun show. I mean, you've done a lot of shows that have been really great, but this one sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty special. I'm so happy that FMCT took this risk to do this sort of, I think, Michael, we can say it's a regional premiere, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And on the line, you're hearing Michael Allen Herman, who is the playwright behind Mad as a Hatter, going on now at the FMCT.
Yes. And so Mad as a Hatter is, I guess Michael can speak to the actual play itself, but we have really, the set and everything at FMCT is so beautiful. We've created this beautiful Victorian shop that this man named Theo inhabits. And it's, Michael can talk about the play itself, I think, because why not? Talk to the playwright.
Yeah. Michael, it's rare, I think, that people get a chance to be able to talk to the playwright. You know, sometimes it's just, I've got the script, I'm going to work on it. But being able to talk to you probably has been an influential tool. Let's start with, what is the play about?
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks so much for having me on here, guys. The play is about Alice in Wonderland. It's the story of Alice in Wonderland, but it's sort of like what happens after the story of Alice in Wonderland. And I was looking on Wikipedia a long time ago and just sort of doing a deep dive into the world of Alice, and I discovered this man named Theophilus Carter, or Theo, in the play, who was a real person. He actually lived in Victorian England, and he had this shop, and he was the inspiration for the Mad Hatter, the real Mad Hatter. So when I found out that there was a real Mad Hatter, that there was somebody who actually inspired this very eclectic character, I knew that I had to do a dive into who this person was and what his story was. And I was like, he deserves a play. Like, this character deserves a story.
There is something about the storyline of unwanted fame that just lends itself to, to the stage, right?
So, yeah, I think it's very funny. You know, there's this guy that all he could want, and like his perfect world is just to, have things on his own terms and just sort of like live the life that he wants. And then when he's thrown into this world that he doesn't expect or doesn't want, it's very funny to me.
I can imagine. Lori, okay,
yes.
So you get to do a show like this that clearly has some fun. How I want to describe this. It has got a set of circumstances that you get to watch unravel quickly. So
yes.
You're more or less seeing the play through his eyes, right?
Through Theo's eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're getting to go on this roller coaster along with him during this.
Right. Yeah. So the play only has three characters. And so the Alice Little, who is, am I saying that right, Michael? Is it Little or Liddell? I've tried to research
Liddell.
That. Liddell?
Yeah. I think it's Liddell. I'm pretty sure.
I think
sure.
It is too. So Alice Liddell was the inspiration that Lewis Carroll took for the Alice in Alice in Wonderland. So all of these people were actually real historical people. And so the premise is that poor Theo, he just wants to be left alone in his shop, and people from Oxford come in and give him all kinds of trouble. And they always say this same riddle. Why is a raven like a writing desk? Because that was a riddle that the Mad Hatter put into the tea party scene in Alice in Wonderland. And so people come into the Theo's shop and just berate him with that. And so he gets really mad about that. And so you hear that line a lot in the play. And Alice has grown up. And so she comes back because she's been proposed to. And she needs to talk to Charles Dodgson, who was the real name of Lewis Carroll. So she comes into Theo's shop to try to find out where he is. So that's kind of the beginning of the play. And the interesting thing is, I think Michael's use of language is exquisite. And
thank you.
Yeah, it's been such a joy to work on from a geekery, Victorian geekery aspect. Like, I'm a Victorian geek. And so the whole idea of Victorian England and all of that kind of stuff was exciting for me. And when Judy at FMCT asked me to direct it and just told me, she just told me a little snippet about it last year. And I was like, oh, I am on board with that. I want to do that for FMCT. So I think it's so cool that FMCT takes a risk to do these plays, because we know here in the upper Midwest, people like to see plays that they've heard of.
Michael, what do you think when someone says they're going to produce one of your works in Fargo, North Dakota?
Oh, I'm just so thankful. I mean, truly. And I think, I mean, especially when it's a show like Mad as a Hatter, I think it says a lot about the community when they want to do, Alice in Wonderland story. I think that tells me that they want to take a chance on imagination and that they love, you know, just sort of the beauty of wonder. And I don't know, that just sort of like warms my heart when I know there's another community out there that wants to kind of like live in the wonder of Wonderland.
Take a chance on imagination. What a great way to describe this. That's so absolutely, that's going to be the name of the podcast. I feel it already. So let's get the important information out there, right? I mean, yes. Let's not bury the lead any further.
Well,
people
right.
can come see Mad as a Hatter. Tickets are on sale. They are available. You can go to fmct.org. That's where all the information is. Lori, the play runs this weekend.
This weekend, we open Friday night. We have a Saturday night performance and a Sunday afternoonish into early evening. I think it's at 5 this weekend. And then next weekend, March 31st and April 1st are our last two performances. So there are 5 total performances. And I just want to sell out this show for FMCT because our actors, they are delightful. They are just the perfect combination. They just have come together so well. And I'm really proud to see their work. The 3 young actors who are just doing great work.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Michael, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. If people want to know more about you and your work, is there a website that they can go to and read up about you other than like a Wikipedia?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. So if you just look up www.michaelallenherman.com, that's my website. And it's Allen, A-L-A-N. So Michael Allen Herman, all one word, .com. That's me.
Fantastic. Awesome. Lori, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Always great to see you. And don't forget, fmct.org. Lori, Michael, thank you guys so much. And we appreciate you being on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 FM KFGO.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Don't come around here no more. Don't come around.